I am.
And at 4:04, we welcome you in a Monday edition of the Todd Brolenkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you here on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM, online at kgymradio.com, and still on 107.5 FM as well here in Cedar Rapids. Plenty to get to on the program today. A lot of basketball discussion for you. John Walters, play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, set to join us coming up in about 25 minutes. The Cyclones losing a tough one on the road at Auburn over the weekend. And then, well, things don't get any easier for Steve Prohm and the Cyclones. They've got number one Baylor coming to Hilton Coliseum on Wednesday. Basketball being played in Iowa City tonight, as well as Wisconsin comes to town without one of its leading scorers. Mac McCausland will hop on the air with us tonight at 5:30 as we preview a 7:30 tip-off at Carver Hawkeye Arena. All that and more, your texts and phone calls. And we added this late to the lineup today. We've got tickets to see Korn and Breaking Benjamin on their 2020 winter tour coming to the U.S. Cellular Center Saturday, February 15th. Honey, I didn't get you anything for Valentine's Day, but if you can wait just 24 hours, I've got tickets to see Korn and Breaking Benjamin at the U.S. Cellular Center. Think about how you can win the love of your life over with those words. Buttons is ready to give those away, and he will do so here in the first 25 minutes of the program today. How about that? We'll take care of that before 4:30. Big board updates on the way with Alex, and you start. This is a local program and sometimes hyper-local, but occasionally there is a national story that just overshadows everything. And Alex, I think that was pretty evident in listening to ESPN's national programming today, where nothing else seems to be going on in the sports world other than people handling the reaction, the fallout to the death of Kobe Bryant yesterday. I don't even really know where to begin, and I've had about 24 hours to think about this, literally about 24 hours after finding out. Where do you begin?
It's one of those things where I've been trying to process what I learned. Yeah, right around 1 o'clock p.m. Central Time yesterday, when I got a text from our former producer, Kyle Mann, basically saying, no way. And it's that heart-sinking moment of not knowing what happened, but also realizing that something terrible happened, where you just sort of get a text out of the blue, and you search Twitter and wonder, okay, what's going on? What's going on? What happened? And you see the news that you can't comprehend, that one of the biggest legends to ever play the game of basketball, one of the biggest ambassadors for the sport, men's and women's basketball, has died in a way that just doesn't make sense. When this happens, a lot of times there's something that you can point to. It happens in very tragic ways. This he was going to an AAU basketball game with his daughter and friends, and now he's not with us anymore. So, like, I 100% agree with you. I've been struggling to find words to comprehend what happened, because I still don't believe it, quite honestly. Still hasn't quite sunk in that Kobe Bryant is, like I said, no longer with us.
There's not really anything that I can compare as far as deaths in the sporting world go, at least not within my lifetime. This is, as you said, an ambassador to the game. Kobe, tread carefully here. You know, Michael Jordan, the NBA was not necessarily a global phenomenon when Michael Jordan was a star with the Chicago Bulls. And I think with the introduction of Yao Ming and opening of the Chinese markets, Kobe arrived on the scene in the NBA right as the world was truly embracing the NBA. And you have people all across the globe in mourning today. This is not just a loss felt in the United States. Everywhere, halfway across the globe. And it's a complicated story because Kobe Bryant wasn't a perfect individual. And you have to, when somebody passes, you have to acknowledge the whole of their existence. And there were some things about Kobe Bryant that were relatively unsavory, but nobody's perfect. And I remind myself of that every time one of these stories comes up. And I think he grew and he learned from the mistakes that he did make. And I'm not saying anybody needs to, if you don't like him, you don't need to celebrate him today. But you do have to sit back and acknowledge what he meant to the sport. And not only that, but the timing of all of this is LeBron James, for those who may be unaware, on Saturday passed Kobe Bryant for third all-time on the NBA scoring charts. And then less than 24 hours later, Kobe Bryant and eight other people, including his 13-year-old daughter, are dead in this helicopter crash. There is, by the way, a somewhat local tie to this because the baseball coach that lost his life, John Altobelli, was the uncle of Bo Altobelli, who caught for the Cedar Rapids Colonels in 2013 and part of 2014, former Texas Tech standout, I believe now himself a baseball coach back in his native Texas. So our thoughts are certainly with Bo, who lost an aunt, an uncle, and a cousin in that crash yesterday. It really is a tremendously, tremendously sad story, and I've got nothing to compare it. Nothing to compare it to in my lifetime as far as the impact. And you have a guy, a couple months from now, he's going to go into the Basketball Hall of Fame. And you can argue until you're blue in the face the merits of how great he was. But he was truly great. This is an all-time great. And losing his life at 41, and I'm certainly not the first person to use this phrasing, just as the second act of his life was underway.
That's exactly right. The one thing that I came back to, the one death in the sporting world that I came back to, was the death of Jose Fernandez of the Miami Marlins. In that case, that one hit me hard because I had met the guy 3 months earlier and just could not have been more impressed with how he interacted with just you and me, just anybody that wanted to say a nice word to him or have a conversation. He'd have a conversation with you, and he was truly great. And you felt as though you were robbed of something, and you felt, a lot of people felt as though we were not given the chance to see him grow up and to see him do the great things that he was already doing in the community and on the baseball field. And while it's a little bit different, that's what I feel about here with Kobe Bryant post-playing career. Because as good as he was as a player, I think that one of the truly amazing things about him is that he was having maybe an even bigger impact on the game post-retirement, because he wasn't one of those guys that was constantly talking about his accomplishments and constantly whining about the state of the game and constantly just sitting there and bickering about what the game is now and it's this and it's that. No, he's trying to help. Did you see the interview with Oregon star Sabrina Ionescu after she played at Oregon State yesterday?
I did. And
that is a college kid who realizes the impact and the friendship that he had with everybody at that level, at the women's game, what he wanted for his daughter, the future of that game. The impact was clearly felt throughout the entire sport yesterday, and not just the sport, outside of the sport. So many people remember not just what he did on the basketball court, but what he was doing post-basketball career, which was, I think, equally as impressive.
And that's, to me, the part here that really drives home the loss, is that this is a guy that was a champion not only for the sport of basketball, but for women's sports as well. And his daughter wanted to play basketball at UConn. Gino Auriemma, a number of coaches putting out statements yesterday. But if women's sports, women's basketball in particular, is ever going to become really popular in this country or continue to grow in popularity, you need people like Kobe Bryant to help get people over the stigma. And I was listening to a number of interviews with him yesterday and today getting ready for the show. And there was one, I think it was on maybe Jimmy Kimmel or Fallon, one of the late night talk shows. And he shared this anecdote about people coming up to him and his wife, Vanessa, talking about you need to have a boy to carry on the legacy.
Right. I hear
and
this.
And he's like, no, my daughter's got this.
She even jumped in and said, yeah, no. I got this. I will carry on this legacy. And there's another thing we were robbed of. It's one of those things where the more you think about what happened, the more sick to your stomach you are and realize how horrible of an incident this was, how it makes just no sense, and how everybody who was on that helicopter should still be with us.
I'm not going to sit here and try to judge him as a human being. I think you can look at somebody through a number of lenses. If you look at him through the lens of a father in that situation with his daughter,
chilling.
And that's the part that I know yep. I'm not alone here, because of a number of people.
That's exactly what I was talking
who
about.
Who are much more eloquent and better with words than I am have put their feelings into print as well. Steve Politti, who's a outstanding columnist in New Jersey, really one of the only good things about Rutgers being in the Big Ten now is the fact that Steve Politti is writing about Big Ten sports. He wrote an excellent column about Kobe as a father. And the reason he got introduced, or the reason that he began taking helicopter rides to get, if you've ever been to Los Angeles, the traffic there is an absolute nightmare. And it takes hours to get somewhere where it would, here in Eastern Iowa, it would take 10 or 15 minutes for us in a car, or 20 minutes to get from Cedar Rapids to North Liberty, Coralville, Iowa City, whatever. And he gave a great interview where he was talking, and I'm sure a number of you have seen this because it's circulating on social media and Twitter a lot today. Part of the reason that he began taking a helicopter from his home to L.A. and the Lakers practice facility years ago was that he wanted to spend as much time with his kids as possible. And there was even a point in the interview where he mentions that his wife says, I can pick the kids up from school, because he was dropping the kids off at school and then returning home, helicoptering to practice. He'd work out, and then he would helicopter back home, and he was back in the carpool line to pick the kids up from school. And he said, no, as busy as my life is, even if I've got 20 minutes, 30 minutes in the car with the kids, it's 20, 30 minutes more that I get to spend with them. And to me, as a father, that really hit home with me. And again, you can feel however you want to about him as a player, however you want to feel about him as an individual, and it was pretty well publicized, some of the issues that he went through in his career. His career almost completely was derailed, and I'm not going to sit in judgment on that particular issue. I do think, again, when somebody passes, you touch on all the bases, but the mistakes that he made, he appeared to at least grow from them, unlike a lot of other people who make mistakes and at least put on a again, I'm not going to pretend to know the guy, but I think most of us know people who screw up and put on a front publicly, and then privately they're the same terrible individual that got them in trouble in the first place. He never really struck me as that type. He struck me as somebody who actually did change, was capable of learning a lesson and changing and trying to get other people to change with him. And to me, that's pretty impressive. By the way, if you want to join the conversation here, it's a heck of a lot more interesting than just listening to me and Alex yammer about Kobe Bryant for 20 minutes. 319-366-1600 is the First Federal Credit Union text line. A reminder, firstfedcu.com/KGYM will take you to a website where you get details on how you can get $200 just for opening a new checking account at one of First Federal's four Eastern Iowa locations. Again, the number 319-366-1600. Let's go to the phone lines and bring Cajun Troy on board. Troy, welcome. Happy Monday. What's on your mind?
Hey, I think the whole day yesterday was a bunch of emotions. I think the first one, because my son called me like 1:40 to let me know that this had happened, you know, and out there in California. And then when I saw who announced it, TMZ, it just kind of like hit me, because it's like, okay, his teenage daughter, who's 17 years old, you know, this is on social media. And I could just imagine, you know, getting this on her phone and this and that, not even, you know. So that was just one of the first hurting things, how, you know, I mean, I know TMZ is out there to make money and it wants to be the first to do everything. So that was very hard. That was just so hard to take on that aspect of it, okay. And then I guess another thing that was hard for me in life is when people die of fear, okay. And I just, so I guess the part that got me was like knowing the mentality of Kobe as an athlete. I don't know him personally, but just to know that when he stepped on that court, he was giving over 100% each time. But just feeling that they all those three 13-year-old girls, the fact that they were there to, you know, to give him some type of comfort, you know, just to say, you know, that, you know, we're here, we got you. And so that's one of the hardest things or whatever. But I think the greatest interview out of all of them was everything was Jerry West, because he knew this kid at 17 years old. And he knew the struggles and all that he had. Can any of you guys imagine being in the NBA at 17 out there, you know, and he had that competitive edge? And I think he grew. And I think he had to learn the hard way of different things and that or whatever, you know, doing that. So like you said, the person that he was and the things, I think he grew from it. And it was his last interview 10 days ago was on USA Today. So if you ever pull that one up, that was his last one that they did with for him. And so it was pretty, you know, so it's heartening, you know, as being a parent and, you know, and that the wife and the siblings got to go through this and his parents, you know, losing their son. And I think that's just the hardest thing or whatever, but people could judge whatever, how they want to judge, but we lost 9 lives that, you know, just too soon. So that's just my thing.
I completely agree with you, Troy. And he leaves behind his wife, Vanessa, and 3 other children. And it hits me hard, too, because he was 41. I'm 39. I'll turn 40 later on this year. So you see somebody you view sort of cut down, not necessarily in their prime because his playing career was over, but as we mentioned, starting that second chapter in his life. And 41 is still way too young to even think about shuffling off this mortal coil. That, again, is where this sort of gets me. And to see the Grammys last night, which were held at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, they had a very nice moment with Boys to Men at the beginning of the show, which I can only imagine how quickly they had to cobble that together to try to acknowledge. Kobe was a Grammy winner. Kobe won an Oscar. Kobe was, I see a lot of people throwing Dale Earnhardt's name out there, and I'm not going to disrespect Dale Earnhardt, which ironically, and I think I've told this story a number of times, I do still remember where I was the day that Dale Earnhardt crashed into that wall. But you're talking about somebody here who was globally appreciated, who was an Oscar winner, who was a Grammy winner, who was...
He's one of the biggest icons in the sport history. Yeah, I mean...
And again, I'm... All due respect to Dale Earnhardt, but even the Intimidator is not in the stratosphere of Kobe Bryant as far as this loss goes. My opinion, yours is, you're free to differ. 319-366-1600. We got John in Columbus Junction here kicking off Super Bowl week. John, what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to talk about Kobe for a quick minute. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, we lost an icon yesterday, and an icon that even outshone Michael Jordan, because I've heard that a lot today. I feel it's a travesty that, I mean, he was an ambassador for basketball, and he was an ambassador for girls basketball. And, you know, even in retirement, he still had that same drive, that competitiveness to strive to be better and bring people together and, you know, attack everything in life, you know, like give it all you got. And, you know, the world is a sad place today because of the loss of Kobe Bryant. Thanks for the time, guys. I appreciate it.
No problem, John. We are always here for you. 319-366-1600.
That's exactly kind of what I was getting at, where I remember there was an incident a couple of months ago where I gave him a little bit of trouble for basically calling out middle school girls on Instagram. But to me, that was just sort of a microcosm of him. A guy who was overly competitive, and it worked for him during his time in the NBA. And he used it for so much good after his career, which is impressive. How many former players in any sport do you see where that competitive drive is still there, that fire is still there, and after their career, they don't know what to do with it? They're sort of lost without it, and they don't know how to use it for good, so a lot of times you just sort of see them sitting there and complaining, sitting there and sort of feeling a little bit jealous that the spotlight is off of them. And that's not at all what Kobe was doing. The posts, the fact that he posted about LeBron James hours before this happened got to me, because it seemed like he was excited to see what his franchise, one of the franchises that he is the most famous alum of. Out of all the great players that played there, nobody is more beloved by that fan base in that city than that guy, Kobe Bryant. And
Magic?
He was excited to see what it was going to look like with LeBron James. It was finally starting to turn around. And then this happens.
It's difficult to comprehend. And the fact that you throw in his daughter was with him and the seven other people who lost their lives as well. And I mentioned John Altobelli. A friend of mine was working around the University of Iowa baseball team yesterday and said that he mentioned to Rick Heller the passing and asked if he knew. And Rick Heller said, yeah, I've known Coach Altobelli for 20 years. So there were a lot of people that are hurting today, not necessarily just people and family members that were involved with losing somebody in this crash, but this is something that has been felt just across the country. And again, you view this from the perspective of, okay, Kobe Bryant, famous basketball player, but I'm coming at this as it's a father and a daughter, and now you've got a mother and three other children who don't have their father. One of the crash victims was the coach of the team who left behind a husband and three very young kids, and how they now grow up without a mother. So it's, I always try to remind, when something happens like this, it's not just the famous person the famous person gets the headlines, but there are a lot of other people out there grieving over the loss of lives today as well.
Yeah. And that's why I said it's the more you think about it. And when I say the more you think about it, you come to those angles. You realize what has happened. And that's why this type of thing is so difficult, because, as I said, there's no reason. There's no why. It was foggy, and apparently the pilot couldn't see. And because of that, this horrible, horrible tragedy that is affecting so many people took place.
Let's go to Phil in Iowa City. He'll be our last caller before we take a break and chat with John Walters coming up in just a few minutes. Phil, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. So I just want to talk about Kobe for a second. And this is not meant to be a DeWitt bashing. Okay, Todd. my whole family comes from DeWitt. They're the Keitels. My dad is from had 11 brothers and sisters. And my grandma now lives in Lost Nation. So we have family Christmas in Lost Nation, Iowa. My cousin played for UNI. That's about the biggest sports thing that our family has. So they're not big sports people. And we're leaving family Christmas to go to the Iowa women's game. So I'm in the car and I just see Twitter, you know, and it was like 3 minutes after they announced it. And I was like in shock. And then all of a sudden my cousins come out and they're all talking about it. And like every single, there's 45 members of the family there. And they're all of a sudden just talking about Kobe. And it really took me back because I'm like, I didn't even know half my family like knew who Kobe was, as silly as that sounds. They just don't care about professional sports. And so, like, that hit me because it showed the impact that he had on just normal, like, people in Iowa that never saw him play live or anything like that. And then my next thing is, I made me think of Roberto Clemente because, you know, he was still playing when his plane crashed and all this stuff, but he was going to do humanitarian aid, and he was taken from us way too quickly. So I know you don't want to compare these things, but that's the first thing that I thought of, I guess, in trying to think of anything like this had ever happened before. So thanks, guys.
Great call, Phil, and didn't get a chance to ask if he was related. I bet he's related to Paul Keitel. It was a pretty good. That's a good family, by the way. I've never met a bad Keitel. 319-366-1600. We got John Walters coming up with us in just a little bit. Let's go ahead, now that the phone lines are cleared out, we'll take caller number six buttons for the Korn and Breaking Benjamin tickets, the 2020 Winter Tour on the way, coming to the U.S. Cellular Center Saturday, the 15th of February, so just a couple weeks away. Korn and Breaking Benjamin, caller number six. You've got tickets to see them at the Cell Center, 319-366-1600. John Walters on the way, but first, a big board update with Alex Kuhn.
The 18th-ranked Iowa basketball team will host Wisconsin tonight in a big game for Big Ten positioning. The Hawkeyes, with a win, would move to 6-3 in the conference and to within one game of first place. Wisconsin comes in at 5-4 in league play and 12-8 overall. The Badgers are coming off of a 19-point loss at Purdue on Friday night, and we just found out that they're going to be without their second leading scorer, Kobe King, who did not travel with the team due to a personal reason. The UNI Panthers needed overtime but picked up a huge MVC win yesterday over Loyola, 67-62. The win pushes the Panthers into a tie for first place in the league at 6-2, and they are there with the team they just defeated, the Loyola Ramblers. On a day where the Iowa women honored Megan Gustafson by retiring her number, this year's team continued their winning ways. The Hawkeyes defeated Michigan State 74-57 to win their eighth consecutive game. Iowa freshman McKenna Warnock led the team with 22 points coming off the bench, and today she was named the Big Ten Freshman of the Week. The Cedar Rapids Rough Riders swept the weekend series against the Chicago Steel with a 5-2 victory on Saturday at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena and a 7-3 win in Chicago yesterday. The UNI women dropped a road contest against Illinois State yesterday 65-57. It capped off an 0-2 Illinois trip after a loss on Friday at Bradley as well. The Panthers now return home for a game on Friday against Loyola.
And Mike from Marengo on the text line, why do I feel like this Iowa game is a trap? It kind of does feel that way now, but you now have, as Alex mentioned on the big board, Wisconsin's second leading scorer in Kobe King, who's not playing, reportedly not happy with the direction of the team, and there could be some sideshow distractions tonight with the Badgers. That being said, Wisconsin, I think, has won 8 of the last 10 meetings between the two schools. There's just something about Wisconsin and Iowa. When they get together, it's a little bit of kryptonite for the Hawkeyes. But the line has moved for those of you who are interested. I see it at 6 and 6.5 at some places. The Elite Sportsbook in Riverside has moved it from 5.5 to 6. So with King not in the lineup tonight and not available to the Badgers, it's looking like bettors are putting their money behind the Hawkeyes at an even higher clip than they had before. We're going to circle back around coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll get more of your calls and texts on the Kobe Bryant passing. Mac McCausland is going to be with us at 5:30 as well. We're going to continue the basketball discussion with John Walters, the play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones. Number one Baylor coming to Hilton Coliseum Wednesday night. John joins us next.
We've got your best interest in mind. When you park your savings at DePaco Community Credit Union, you could earn more thanks to the above-market rates. Locked in or liquid, fixed or variable rate, DePaco has options that give you the access to cash that you need, and your accounts are federally insured by NCUA. Your money for good. The deposits you make at DePaco are recycled into loans for your friends and neighbors. Now that's a concept in everyone's best interest. And you'll be money ahead with free tools like You Name It Savings Accounts, savings buckets for whatever you wish, and Change Up Savings rounds up your debit card spending to the nearest dollar, automatically moving that extra change to an account that you choose. Easy money. Let us pique your interest. See all our savings and deposit rates at DePaco.com/rates or call or visit any DePaco office to discuss the many ways we can help you save. It's in your best interest. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
TCB Pool Hall, it's the real deal. Regulation full-size tables, check. 10 of them. Cold beer, check. 26 rotating taps and another 30-plus brews and bottles and cans. $2 domestic bottles? Check. Every day of the week. Nobody fake, nothing filtered. That's the kind of place you want to hang out, right? Check. TCB Pool Hall. Hang out, play pool, drink cold beer. The $2 domestic bottles every day kind. At TCB Pool Hall in the heart of the Ped Mall, downtown Iowa City.
Every dang time. You need to call to make an appointment somewhere and you remember right after the place closes. Linder Tire gets it. So now you can make your appointment online. At LinderTire.com. You can even see your tire options by typing in your license number. Schedule any Linder Tire appointment at LinderTire.com.
Keep your ride in good shape for the season with everything from oil change to alternator check. And find this month's specials at LinderTire.com.
Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
4:36, we welcome you back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you till 6 o'clock tonight at 6:30 on 1600 AM. We've got the Cyclone Coach's Corner show coming your way from the Applebee's in Ames. Happy to have that live now in Eastern Iowa with the addition of 102.3 FM. Stick around. We've got more details on some things that we'll be rolling out for you here at KGYM in the meantime. But 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM, still on 107.5 FM and streaming online at KGYMradio.com. Steve from Cedar Rapids, the winner of tonight's Corn and Breaking Benjamin tickets. We'll have those for you all week long here on the show. So if you didn't win today, your next chance comes up tomorrow after 4 o'clock. Mac McCausland stopping by to discuss Iowa, Wisconsin with us at 5:30. But as promised, he joins us every Monday at 4:30 during basketball and football. It's John Walters, the play-by-play voice of the Cyclones. His appearance brought to you by Craig Adamson, a True Wealth Stewardship partner. And John, I know nobody in the Iowa State camp is one for moral victories, but the 80-76 loss to Auburn over the weekend, kind of, you can walk away with that one not feeling too bad about it, is what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think if you look at the week that Iowa State just had since we last talked, it was a week where Iowa State took a step forward with a nice win at home against Oklahoma State, and then, you know, really competing and battling to the end and having a great chance to beat a team that, you know, is a top 20 team on their home floor that has won, and I think they're 29-0 in the last 3 years against non-conference opponents on that floor. So it's tough to beat them in that building. And Iowa State put themselves in a position where they had that chance. They couldn't quite get over the hump, but all in all, I think they got better as a basketball team last week. I certainly would have loved to have seen Trey Jackson be available for that game at Auburn. I think he could have made a difference because, what Coach Prohm talked about, the thing that's really missing right now is just on-ball defense, and Trey's the best on-ball defender. And so I think that could have helped. I don't know if it would have been enough of a help to get over the hump and win that game against Auburn, but I think it's certainly a game that Iowa State could have won. They didn't. But you're going to have to play awfully well to do it over a 40-minute span to beat Auburn on their home floor. And I think Iowa State did play really hard the whole night, morning, I guess it was. They played very hard the entire game. But as has been the case at times this season, they struggled to get shots down early. And then in the meantime, Auburn was really shooting the three well. They were a team that shot a zillion threes last year, and that was really their bread and butter and how they got to the Final Four. And this year, they're really a different kind of team. They get to the free throw line more. They don't shoot as many threes. But, man, they were making them on that game. And, some of that Iowa State has to take responsibility for defensively to get out on those shooters. But, they were all guys that were shooting, 31% or less coming into the game that were lighting it up. And so, some of that, I guess, maybe just the law of averages worked against you there. But bottom line, Iowa State, I think, got better as a basketball team in the last week.
John, we've talked all season long how Steve Prohm is trying to find the right recipe or right combination with his bigs, and seems like between George Condit, Michael Jacobson, and Solomon Young, they've kind of rotated on who's had the hot hand at times. But what did you see from Solomon Young last week?
That was huge. What a week for him. That's the best week of his career. And to, first of all, have the game against Oklahoma State that he did, where he kind of just willed Iowa State to that win, and then come back. That's the thing. Sometimes you get a flash in the pan performance from a guy, and Auburn, for instance, has a freshman, Devin Cambridge. I'm sure he's going to be a very good player, but he hadn't done much all season, and all of a sudden he exploded, for 26 against South Carolina the game before Iowa State faced him, and then went back to not doing a lot on Saturday. With Solo, you're hoping that maybe he could follow that up with another really strong performance, and I think he did. He played very, very well at Auburn, really competed, got after it, 9 rebounds again for the second straight game, got into double figures in scoring, and so really pleased with the week he had. And so that's huge for Iowa State. I think you're right. That combination of three guys can be good, and can be good enough for Iowa State to win. And they're still kind of going game to game as far as what's the right combination for this game. How do you match up? What do you try to do defensively against who you're going against? A lot of it's not just, hey, okay, here's our lineup, and that's what we're going to do. There's some years where you can do that and kind of impose your will on opponents. I'm not sure this team is structured that way. So Coach Prohm, I think, has been trying more throughout this season to kind of tailor things to the specific opponent that they're facing and try to match up the best way they can with them, at least to start the game. And then he's very good. I think one of his real strengths as a basketball coach is when he finds a combination that's kind of clicking within a game, he sticks with it and he will stay with that lineup. And, in the second half of that game against Auburn, he found a smaller lineup that was working with Zion Griffin and Terrence Lewis out there at the same time. A combination we really haven't seen much of this season, but he kind of stuck with that. And in that game, in that moment, that was the lineup that was able to get Iowa State back within striking distance. There'll be other games where it'll be a different combination, and there have been. But I think the development of what Solomon Young's done in the last week is a really good development for this Iowa State team. It's something to really give you hope going forward because you're going to need that post-toughness. I mean, you're going to face number one Baylor on Wednesday. If Solomon Young keeps playing the way he is, you're better equipped to handle a guy like Gillespie than you were probably the first time you faced him.
Terrence Lewis is a guy we haven't really talked a whole lot with you about this year. 12 off the bench against Auburn over the weekend. What have you seen from him this season as far as his contributions to the team?
Yeah, he plays hard. Terrence plays hard, and he's a guy that can really run the floor, especially if you get into an open court game where it's up and down the floor. He can really do some positive things. And, his faults come on the defensive end of the floor. That's where if he was a dominant defensive player, he'd be in the lineup all the time. And he's getting there. I mean, he's not, he's still a work in progress on the defensive end of the floor. I think he's improved a lot as this season's gone on, but he still has a ways to go. And, you know, and so that's kind of the shortcoming with him. And so at times, especially in that Oklahoma State game, or not the Oklahoma State game, the game prior to that with Terrence, they were able to maybe hide him a little bit in the zone, and he did some really good things offensively. And so he's had some games this year where he's made a very nice contribution. Usually it comes on the offensive end. Sometimes he does help him defensively. He certainly helped him on the boards in the last couple of games. So, you know, I think that's an area where he can focus some of his energy and really make a positive contribution. But he's a really good back cutter. He does a lot of good things instinctively on the offensive end of the floor. He just needs to do more of those things on the defensive end during more playing time.
With the guards, and I think a lot of people forget that Rashear Bolton is just a sophomore and he's playing with completely different players than he did a year ago. We'd seen flashes. He's had some good games, but there had been a little bit of a seesaw this season. Does it feel now that he's being a little more aggressive offensively and has kind of taken it upon himself to be that way?
Yeah, I do feel that way. And, you know, he's their leading scorer in Big 12 conference games. Once conference play rolled around, he got a lot more assertive. He's the guy that gets to the free throw line more than anybody else on the team. He's really good at attacking the basket and finishing or drawing contact and getting to the line. But he's also got a pretty good jump shot. Now, we've seen it come and go at times this year. He's the one guy that can really get his own shot, you know, and we saw so much of that last year with Talen Horton Tucker and Muriel Shayok and Lindell Wigginton, guys that could get their own shot late in the shot clock. And Rozier's pretty good about picking the spots to do that. He doesn't force it, you know, with 20 on the shot clock. He doesn't do the jab step three-pointer that we saw him make against Auburn. But if you need it and you're in that situation when the clock shot's down to two or the shot clock's down to two or three, he can go get that shot. And he has and has had some success with it. And so he's a very valuable part of what Iowa State's doing going forward. And he is a very young player. I think he's a decent defender. And, you know, Coach Bohm talked about today the importance of kind of getting up in people off, you know, defensively. I think that's where he continues to search for answers is on the defensive end of the floor. You know, he wants his guards to be more aggressive. He wants Bolton and Trey Jackson and Prentice Nixon, whoever's on the floor, to really get up and challenge offensive players and make their lives kind of miserable, like Iowa State's experienced with some of the guards they faced in recent weeks. And he wants to see more of that from his own team.
John Walters, the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones. You'll hear him tonight at 6:30 on 1600 AM, the Coach's Corner show in Ames. We'll have more on that later. But, John, does it help that it seems like Iowa State and Baylor just played recently? I know it's been a couple weeks, but relatively recently, familiarity.
Yeah, I don't think it hurts. I mean, I think when you get into conference play, you're going to see everybody at least twice, maybe three times. And certainly you know what their strengths and weaknesses are by now. And Baylor has a lot more strengths than they do weaknesses. They're playing at a super high level. They're the number one team, I think, by a pretty healthy margin now. If you just look at their body of work and what they've done, and they went into Florida and just pounded them over the weekend. I mean, they're very good. And I think Iowa State competed very well with them in the first half in Waco. And then the game kind of got away just before halftime, the foul on the three-point shot. The second half, the opening with an 8-0 run for Baylor really kind of got them the margin they needed. But their guards are so good off the dribble. They're really, really good. And I would say that's what I was just talking about defensively. Iowa State's guards have to be, you know, up to that challenge of competing against those Baylor guards and trying to keep them from penetrating, which creates 90% of the issues defensively for Iowa State is the – you know, when you face those guards that can really get into the teeth of the defense, and that's what Baylor is just loaded with. They've got four of those guys, and then they've got really good interior players. I mentioned Gillespie. He's having a tremendous season and was very good against Iowa State and Waco. But I like the way Solomon Young's battling. You know, I like the way Michael Jacobson plays hard every night out, and George Condit's getting better and better as he continues to mature. So I'm really intrigued by the post matchup in this game as well. But it'll be fun. Number one team coming in, 8 o'clock tip. Iowa State, you know, has beaten the number one team on its home floor under the direction of Steve Prohm. They did it to Oklahoma a few years ago. It'll be a really exciting, great environment in Hilton Coliseum on Wednesday night.
When you look around the rest of college basketball and you see what type of year it is where there just doesn't seem to be a favorite or really a dominant team, does this Baylor team feel for real? Does it feel like they're a national title type contender?
Well, I think so, and I trust the opinions of guys that know a lot more about the game of basketball than I do. But Fran Fraschilla has been basically saying that all year, that Baylor has the chops to get to a Final Four and even win a national championship. He's been saying that from day one. You know, Eric Heft has said, you know, even early on before conference play started, that he felt like Baylor was probably the best team in the league. You know, certainly Dick Vitale was singing the praises when they beat Florida the other night and saying they're not a joke. This is not some, you know, token number one for a short period of time. They're very, very good and built to last. And so, you know, I think they are a legit number one. You look at the teams they've beaten. They've beaten a lot of really good teams in the non-conference and in the conference, and they've done it in tough places to play. And so their body of work certainly suggests they are the best team in the country, but we'll see. And, you know, it doesn't mean that Iowa State can't beat them. You know, I think in college basketball especially, if you get in the right environment and you play great, you can beat anybody on your home floor if you're Iowa State, and that's the environment I'm hoping for on Wednesday night.
John, a little bit of football news before we part ways with you today. A familiar face joining Matt Campbell's coaching staff as a graduate assistant.
Yeah, good to see DeAndre Payne getting that opportunity. I mean, really had a nice career as a Cyclone. He started his career at Tennessee, went the junior college route, and then transferred in to Iowa State and played 3 years and really had a nice, nice career for Iowa State. I thought he and Peavy were excellent corners for Iowa State over a couple-year period there. So great personality, great guy, knows the game, understands it, and I love the fact that Matt Campbell is continuing to try to promote guys from within his program. I love that. I think it's a great carrot for guys to not only learn for the present moment, but also maybe for their future. And we've seen it happen several times now.
Coach Prohm and Coach Dresser with you tonight at the Applebee's and Ames, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, Coach Memory's in Waco, or at least on his way there right now, to face an unbelievable Baylor team. And then we'll talk to Steve Prohm about the unbelievable Baylor team that he's going to face. And then at 7:20 or so, Kevin Dresser's going to join us. We'll talk Cyclone Wrestling and what lies ahead for them. And so, yeah, good night to stop by Applebee's and see us, or tune in.
All right, and we will have that right here on KGYM beginning at 6:30. John, we appreciate the time, as always.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
John's segment, sponsored by Craig Adamson, a True Wealth Stewardship partner. TrueWealthStewardship.com is the website to check out. Iowa State's seeing a whole lot of the Baylor Bears this week between the women's game and the men's game set for Wednesday, and both the Baylor women and the Baylor men are number one.
Baylor's having a pretty solid year in sports. I know a lot of people don't like to see that. Other than losing Matt Rhule, but ranked in the top 10 in football, national title in women's basketball. They're number two again, I believe, this year behind Oregon, I want to say. And now in men's basketball, they're the number one team in the country.
4:51, we will step aside and take a quick timeout. When we come back, an update from the NBA regarding Kobe Bryant's passing. Back with more after this.
Fellow Cyclone fans, this is Craig Adamson of True Wealth Stewardship in Marion.
We will fight for Iowa State.
I'm getting my three kids, Rachel, Griffin, and Chloe, ready for college at Iowa State. If you're wondering about paying for yours to go, that's my expertise. Find me at TrueWealthStewardship.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC. Financial planning offered through True Wealth Stewardship, a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL Financial.
ISU.
No matter what kind of entertainment you're in the mood for, sports talk or smart rock, you are covered with KGYM and Smart FM, a walk-off home run at the plate, or walk of life from dire straits, a long run from scrimmage, or the long run from the Eagles. Tune in anytime to satisfy your craving for infotainment. KGYM, 1600 AM, 106.3 in Iowa City, and now on 102.3 in Cedar Rapids. And Smart FM, 95.1 in Cedar Rapids and 98.5 Iowa City.
There's something out there for you and me. And the American road is calling. So what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day. Traveling our own highway. No matter where it
on Fueling the American Spirit.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Next stop, Graham Street. And Brian in the khaki shorts, your GNL energy bill went up 60% this month. Seems like you'd want to know. Stand clear of the closing doors.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like increases to a recurring bill, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
And now another edition of Obvious News from GEICO.
Obvious News!
Experts now say that wearing more clothes in the winter will, in fact, help you be warmer. We asked cold victim Trent Patterson about this, and here's what he said.
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing. I was a little cold, put on a sweater, then wasn't cold. I was like, what?
Also in Obvious News, GEICO makes it easy to save money and easy to reach them, with licensed agents available around the clock. So switching is a really smart decision. That's Obvious News from GEICO.
Obvious News!
4:55, welcome back in a Monday edition of the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio until 6 o'clock tonight. Lots on the way, high school basketball, as well as the Cyclone Coach's Corner Show from the Applebee's in Ames, now airing live on 1600 AM at 6:30. You heard John Walters mention Steve Prohm stopping by, as well as Kevin Dresser. Iowa State, tough loss on the mats over the weekend to Oklahoma State. We mentioned going into the break that there was an update from the NBA following the passing of Kobe Bryant yesterday. The Lakers and the Clippers were supposed to play tomorrow at the Staples Center. That game has now been postponed by the NBA, which I think is the right call.
Yes, it is.
And quite frankly, I was a little disturbed that they played those games yesterday,
especially the late games, the ones at night. It at noon, it just happens. I understand that, but the midday games and the night games, I was very surprised that they played them.
There was a lot of hot takery going on that it's what Kobe Bryant would have wanted. I don't ever feel comfortable assuming what someone would or would not want. I just know that from a league that prides itself on taking steps recently within the last couple of years to take care of the mental health of their players. This goes back to something that was a discussion that was started by Royce White, the former Iowa State standout, and has been furthered down the line by the likes of Kevin Love, that the NBA says they care about the mental health of their players, and yet they had those guys out there on the court last night, and the 24-second calls, the tributes to Kobe, they're nice and everything, but I just think making those guys, Chris Paul, by the way, is not playing tonight for personal reasons. You have a lot of players who are citing personal reasons for not playing games last night, today, and I just, it comes off as a little bit of a black mark on the NBA for, in my opinion, for, I want to say forcing, but for not stepping in and saying the right thing to do would be postponing those games. I don't think any of those players were in a position mentally to handle playing. Let's take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll let you know what's on the way in the 5 o'clock hour. Back with more after this.
There's an app to save on flights, an app to rent a bike, and an app to help you save for driving safely. The Allstate app gives you real-time driving feedback with DriveWise, giving you the power to lower your insurance cost. In fact, safe drivers can save 40% or more. Connect and save with DriveWise. You're in good hands.
Download the Allstate app today. Savings may vary by state and driving behaviors. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Use of Allstate Mobile with activation of DriveWise required. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
60 seconds in and out, and coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, a conversation with the one and only Mac McCausland as he makes his way south from Waterloo to Iowa City, Carver Hawkeye Arena, the site for tonight's Big Ten showdown between the Hawkeyes and the Badgers. Our poll question today at KGYMradio.com asks you how you think things will play out tonight. Will the Hawkeyes win by more than 5.5 points? The line now up to 6.5 points with the news that Kobe King, Wisconsin's second leading scorer, will not be playing tonight. Did not make the trip to Iowa City, citing personal reasons. Those personal reasons reportedly are that he's not happy with the direction of the program. This could be a Wisconsin team that has some distractions tonight at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Keep that in mind as you're voting in today's poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue here in Cedar Rapids. We will circle back to more Kobe Bryant discussion as the 5 o'clock hour kicks off next.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
I'm Christine Lisi. Breaking news, the NBA announcing tomorrow's scheduled game between the Lakers and Clippers at Staples Center has been postponed. The decision made out of respect for the Lakers organization, which is deeply grieving the tragic loss of legend Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter Gianna, and seven other people in a helicopter crash yesterday. Fans, meantime, continue to pay tribute to Bryant, and one of the best ways to do that is to carry on his work with women's basketball, believes his former Lakers teammate, Derek Fisher.
That's what I want people to remember. I want us to continue to push for what he was most recently striving for in terms of equity, an opportunity for young girls, for girls like his daughters that are still with us.
Bryant leaves behind his wife Vanessa and three daughters. You can catch Kobe's final NBA game from April 13th of 2016, 9 Eastern, on ESPN-TV. Other news, Houston guard James Harden with a bruised thigh, questionable tonight versus the Jazz. NFL, the Giants hired former Browns head coach Freddie Kitchens as their tight ends coach.
Coming up Tuesday, continuing coverage of the life and legacy of the late Kobe Bryant, what he meant to the sport of basketball and beyond, plus his former team's first game since his passing. We'll preview the Lakers-Clippers. It's Golic and Wingo Tuesday, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN2.
I grew up a diehard.
This SportsCenter update was brought to you by Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle. Learn more at ncsei.com.
I'm Amelia, and I'm a teenager now. But when I was 5, the final boy wizard book was released, and so was Windows Server 2008. Harry and Hermione are still awesome, but Microsoft is ending support for Server 2008 R2. So if your business is still using Windows Server 2008 R2, you're going to need more than a spell to stay up to date. Fortunately, Network Computer Solutions is like having your very own wizard. Make sure you get in touch with them soon to update your Windows software.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
It's a wireless world, and everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds. So go with Raycons. Raycons start about half the price of other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing. And Raycon's latest model, the E25s, are the best ones yet, with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and a comfortable noise-isolating fit. See what the hype is about. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/will. buyraycon.com/WILL. That's buyraycon.com/will.
It's perhaps the Metro's top boys basketball rivalry, and it comes up once again this Tuesday on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join Ryan Lersman and me Tuesday night at 7:20 on 1600 AM, 102.3 and 107.5 FM as the Kennedy Cougars meet the Linmar Lions. The Cougars and Lions are both looking to get back on the winning track after dropping games last Friday. That's Boys NBC Basketball, presented by Hills Bank. Kennedy at Linmar, Tuesday at 7:20 on 1600 AM, 102.3 and 107.5 FM, KGYM.
Get to B-Dubs on Thursdays for buy one, get one free boneless wings. Or as we like to say, 100% more wings. That's right. When you buy boneless wings on Thursdays, you get the same amount of wings for $0.00. Basically, the second order is 100% off. So get here for buy one, get one free boneless wings on boneless Thursdays. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Buy one, get one of equal value free. Dine in at participating locations. Takeout is limited and may vary by location. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one offer per customer. Not valid with any other coupon.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, what's that look on your face? Defeat? You want to save more money? Then start playing as a team! Bundle home and auto with Progressive. That's how you win big savings. What? You need music to get pumped? Let's do this! Hold on, I'm going to turn it up. That's too loud. Yeah, that's better.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
504, the Todd Brawlkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, continuing on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM, online at kgymradio.com. Don't forget, join us all week as we've got tickets to see Korn and Breaking Benjamin. They're coming to the U.S. Cellular Center for the 2020 Winter Tour stop Saturday, February 15th. We've already had our winner tonight, Steve, in Cedar Rapids, so your next opportunity to take home those tickets from the U.S. Cellular Center will be tomorrow after 4 o'clock. 319-366-1600 is the number to reach us here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. That also doubles as the First Federal Credit Union text line, and you can still get $200 for opening a new checking account with First Federal. Details online at firstfedcu.com/KGYM. Mac McCausland set to join us coming up in about 20 minutes or so. We will get to Iowa and Wisconsin. The major story here in Eastern Iowa tonight, Kobe King, the number two scorer for the Badgers, did not make the trip to Iowa City. Jeff Petrakis, who covers the Badgers for the, I think he's with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I get my Wisconsin papers mixed up from time to time, but a longtime writer in Wisconsin citing King may not be happy with the direction the program is heading under Greg Gard, or well, maybe he's just not happy with Greg Gard at the point, but he stayed behind in Madison, didn't make the trip, and as such, the Hawkeyes now about a 6.5-point favorite at area sports books, including the Elite Sports Book in Riverside, so the Hawkeyes have an opportunity to run that win streak to 5 games. There's something a little fishy about the Badgers and the Hawkeyes when they get together. Wisconsin has had Fran McCaffrey's number more often than not over the last 10 meetings, but tonight is looking like it's coming up all Hawkeyes at this point. Of course, tip-off is still an hour and 2.5 hours away, I should say, at Carver Hawkeye Arena, so should be a good one tonight. Certainly was a good one yesterday with the Iowa women taking care of business, knocking off Michigan State. You'll hear more about that on Alex's Big Board update coming up here in the next 15, 20 minutes. Again, your texts and phone calls, 319-366-1600, more than welcome as we continue handling the fallout from a major bombshell that has left a number of people shell-shocked in the last 24 hours, and that's the passing of NBA legend, surefire Hall of Famer Kobe Bryant, who died along with 8 others in that helicopter crash in California yesterday. Kobe, at the age of 41, his 13-year-old daughter Gianna on board, as well as 6 other guests and the pilot of the helicopter as well. The National Transportation and Safety Board is investigating what could have led to the crash. The flying conditions reportedly were not outstanding.
There was some fog.
Some fog and some other issues. I know there was an account that said the helicopter had to go into a circling pattern for a while because of some planes that were landing at a nearby airport, so perhaps that could have contributed to using more fuel than the pilot had prepared. We'll find out hopefully in due time, but a tragedy of, it's just, you say unspeakable terms, and I feel like we say that every time something like this happens. It's not unspeakable when people speak about it.
This is as bad as it gets.
But
let's be honest.
It's a tremendous loss of life, and the NBA is still reeling from this. As we mentioned in the 4 o'clock hour, and Sports Center reiterated, tomorrow's Lakers Clippers game at the Staples Center has been postponed. The rest of the NBA slate is still on, as best I can tell, although a number of players have declined to play, citing personal reasons. You're talking about a guy in Kobe Bryant who began his career straight out of high school in 1996 and played two decades in the NBA. He just retired 4 years ago. There are a lot of guys in that league who either played with him, played against him, or more importantly, grew up idolizing him.
Thank you. And even the ones who he grew up idolizing him, that he you'd think, oh, maybe they didn't play in the NBA at the same time that he did. He knows most of them, too. This is a guy who's still, like I said, around the game in a positive fashion and knew pretty much everybody on a personal level who played in the NBA. And the NBA made all of those players go out and play. I didn't love it. I didn't love it at all.
Quite frankly, I would describe it as shameful. Now, you can say that Kobe would have wanted it. You can say that the fans who spent hard-earned money on those tickets, some of them, maybe it was the only NBA game that they were going to be able to see all season, and you don't want to take that away from the fans. But again, a league that claims to be making strides on dealing with the mental health of its players forced those players to play through what had to have been and certainly was an extremely emotional, difficult time last night. Now, some people are up for that, so others are not. And those that were not, at least, were seemingly given the choice to cite a personal reason for not playing, as we mentioned Chris Paul out of the lineup tonight.
I'm glad you bring up the talk about, well, the people say Kobe would have wanted it. You know what? That may be true. But at this point, it was about the players and whether or not they could go out and do their job at a high level knowing what just happened. To me, it's about the players who are grieving the loss of a friend at that point. And it just didn't seem like that was taken into account enough by the league. So, yes, I think that it is a good decision now for the Lakers and the Clippers to call that game off and postpone it. I understand there's a lot of money involved in those games. I get it. And there are going to be some people who feel that they paid a lot of money to go to that game and may not get to see the game, but that doesn't matter at this point. It really doesn't.
As I mentioned, Chris Paul on the 4:30 injury report in Oklahoma City due to personal reasons not playing tonight for the Thunder, and he's certainly not the only player that has taken that action. A tremendous amount of loss. Again, you're talking about a number of players who grew up idolizing Kobe Bryant, wearing number 8, wearing number 24. And this is a loss that's going to be felt not only league-wide, but has been felt worldwide. We mentioned the fact that Kobe Bryant was an international icon for the NBA and for his own brand. And you have people all the way across the world in Asia grieving just as hard as folks in Los Angeles who were gathered outside the Staples Center. I did find it somewhat amusing, the police trying to keep people away from the Staples Center last night because it was the site for the Grammys, saying do not go and congregate near the arena because the Grammys, you cannot tell people in a time of grief what they can and cannot do. Those people were going to show up and lay flowers, basketballs, whatever, at the Kobe Bryant statue outside that building, which I 3 years ago, right, was there standing next to that at my brief trip to Los Angeles for the Rose Bowl a couple years ago. 366-1600, by the way, if you want to join the conversation, that is the First Federal Credit Union text line. Took a number of phone calls in the first hour as well. You're really never equipped to deal with this, and this is a, you know, you could do a local store, a local show here today and not even touch on this, probably, but I don't think that's the way to go about it, given the fact that a number of people have reached out. We've heard from a number of folks today. Sometimes it's really important to give people locally an opportunity to sound off or at least wade into the conversation on a national story like this, because there are a number of Kobe Bryant fans here in Eastern Iowa. There are a number of basketball fans. I don't think you have to necessarily be a Kobe Bryant fan to feel this one. I think it's pretty well known that I'm not an NBA guy, but that was a gut punch yesterday when my wife told me, hey, Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash. You got to be kidding me. And again, I'm 39, about to be 40 in a couple months. He's 41. There's the age similarity there. There's me viewing this through the lens of a father and a daughter and just going through that, which I can't even imagine. But this is going to affect and it's going to hit people a number of different ways from a number of different angles.
I was leaving St. Louis yesterday after I attended the NHL All-Star game on Saturday. I was leaving St. Louis yesterday before I did. I was hanging out with my family, and I have a 10-year-old little sister, and she hates sports. She knows nothing about sports. I try to bring up sports, and she completely shuts me down every single time. I don't care about basketball. I don't care about football. I just don't care about sports. She makes that very clear. She finds out the news like, no way, Kobe died? How do you know who Kobe is? Oh, everybody knows Kobe. That's the type of star we're talking about, where a 10-year-old girl who hates sports probably has watched maybe an hour of sports on TV in her entire life, knows who Kobe Bryant is.
I could call right now my mother, who is 74. Let me do the math on that really quickly. And she's in the same boat. And neither one of my parents were sports fans at all. I guarantee you I could call my mother and ask her if she knows who Kobe Bryant is. And her answer would be yes, and not because, oh yeah, I know, I just read about him dying. She would know who he was. This is somebody who I think was transitioning quite nicely from a career as a player into an ambassador for the game of basketball. And we've talked and discussed here before, one of the hardest things for an athlete to do, especially an elite athlete, is to walk away from what's been their identity their entire lives and to transition to not being that center of attention, not being on the court anymore. A lot of men and women can't handle it. Kobe seemed to be embracing it. And there's the message that he sent LeBron James. Again, the timing on this, less than 24 hours after LeBron James passes him to move into the number three spot on the all-time scoring list, is a little eerie.
Sort of the posts and the talk about him and his daughter, and then seeing the Instagram post of him and LeBron yesterday, it was just equally chilling and hard to look at and hard to process, and pretty much you just are speechless. You don't know what to say. But I was listening to Jay Williams discuss Kobe's Achilles injury late in his career, The one that he never fully came back from.
He shot free throws on a shredded Achilles one night.
He did. He tore his Achilles, went to the free throw line, made a free throw. But Jay Williams was talking about what happens when there's that type of injury. How difficult the rehab process is and the level of focus you have to be able to rehab an injury like that and to come back and be any type of effective when you do come back. And he never really did. And I think a lot of people theorize that it was late in his career and he wondered, do I really want to do this? Because Jay Williams pointed out that when you're rehabbing, everything else in your life, you have to be so focused that everything else in your life takes a hit. Whether it's family time, whether it's a social life, everything. You have to be so laser focused that sometimes you don't have time to hang out with your family. There was a theory that maybe he said enough was enough. It's time to focus on being a father, and that's what I feel like he put everything that he had into after his career. He put everything, the fire that burned in him as a competitor, he put it into still making an impact in not only everyone else's lives as far as the basketball world, but in his kids' lives. And that's the most horrible, horrible part of this, to sit and think that a 13-year-old girl with her whole life ahead of her and the other folks on that plane, on that helicopter, will never have that chance.
If you are not watching or going to the Iowa game tonight, if Kobe is more your cup of tea, ESPN is going to be airing the final game of his career, which took place in 2016 at 8 o'clock tonight on ESPN. So you can relive the final game of Kobe Bryant's career, in which he went out on top, scoring 60 points. And a tremendous player, those 60 points getting him to the total that has since been surpassed, 33,643 career points, passed on Saturday night by LeBron James, who at one point in time, while he was still in high school, was gifted a pair of shoes by Kobe Bryant, and LeBron wore them in a game, despite the fact that he wore size 15 shoes and Kobe size 14. So he crammed his feet into the shoes that Kobe Bryant gave him and wore them in a game because that meant so much to him. By the way, that's an average of 25 points a game over the course of his career. So he averaged 25 points a game for two decades in the league, won two gold medals, five championships, was the finals MVP in back-to-back years in 2009 and 2010, and an 18-time All-Star. That's an icon. And again, not only that, but a father who was seemingly a tremendous mentor to his daughter, who herself wanted to do big things in the game of basketball, wanted to go play for Gino Auriemma at UConn, and was well on her way to possibly doing that. And she loses her life at the age of 13. And for some people, myself included, that hits harder than Kobe Bryant, finding out that Kobe Bryant passed away.
I think for most it does, yeah.
And you know, I would be lying if I didn't sit here and say that I allowed my mind to wander to that particular moment and what that must have been like. And you know, you take solace in knowing that at least they were together. And John Altobelli, the baseball coach at Orange County College, and his wife and daughter were on that helicopter as well. I mentioned in the 4 o'clock hour that his nephew, Bo Altobelli, played here in Cedar Rapids for a couple seasons. Don't necessarily know the family all that well. His son, J.J. Altobelli, is a scout for the Boston Red Sox. He is survived, as well as another daughter. Those two people are dealing with the death of their mother and father and young sister. today. There's another family that's mourning the loss of a wife and the mother of three children, the basketball coach that was on the plane, the other people that were there, nine people losing their life yesterday, and one of them just happens to be one of the greatest basketball players of all time. And that's why ESPN and everybody has devoted as much time to this today as we have. And it's going to remain raw for quite some time. I don't think this is going to ever truly feel normal. And kudos to the NBA for postponing that game tomorrow night at the Staples Center, because I wouldn't want to put those players into a circus-like atmosphere where people are sort of tuning in to see their reaction and how they're going to play through this. I thought the tributes were very nice yesterday. I thought they were unnecessary, though, because I don't think any team should have been put in a position where they had to take a 24-second violation to honor Kobe Bryant. I think the NBA should have did the right thing and say, we're not playing these games. It's too much right now. But they played them, and they continue to play them, and that's just about that on that. It's a difficult subject to discuss. And again, a flawed individual who grew and changed. And I believe that he was a different person from the point in his career where he was making headlines for things off the court. And that incident in 2011 in which he used a slur directed toward an official and was fined $100,000 for it, to the point where 2 years later, he's on Twitter chastising people for using that word and saying, I learned my lesson. It's not good. And several years later, Magic Johnson reveals that he has a son who's gay and who was one of his biggest champions at that time, Kobe Bryant. And you can be cynical and you can view it as, well, you know, people put up a front in public. It sure didn't seem that way. It certainly seemed like he was somebody who learned from his mistakes and got better. And as a human, that's all you and I can hope for, right? Is if we make a mistake, we get better from it. 319-366-1600. Mac McCausland set to join us here momentarily. But first, a big board update. Lots going on outside the realm of the Kobe Bryant bubble.
The 18th-ranked Iowa basketball team is set to host Wisconsin tonight in a big game for Big Ten positioning. The Hawkeyes, with a win, would move to 6-3 in conference and to within a game of first place. Wisconsin comes in at 5-4 in the conference and 12-8 overall. The Badgers are coming off of a 19-point loss at Purdue on Friday night, and we just found out that they're not going to be, they will not have their second leading scorer, Kobe King, who didn't travel with the team, citing personal reasons. The UNI Panthers needed overtime but picked up a huge MVC win yesterday over Loyola, 67-62. The win pushes UNI into a tie for first place in the league at 6-2 with said Loyola. On a day where the Iowa women honored Megan Gustafson by retiring her number, this year's team continued their winning ways. The Hawkeyes defeated Michigan State 74-57 for their eighth consecutive win. Iowa freshman McKenna Warnock led the team with 22 points off the bench, and today she was named the Big Ten Freshman of the Week. The Cedar Rapids Rough Riders swept the weekend series against the Chicago Steel with a 5-2 victory on Saturday at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena and a 7-3 win yesterday in Chicago. The UNI women dropped a road contest against Illinois State yesterday, 65-57. It capped off an 0-2 Illinois road trip after a loss on Friday at Bradley as well. The Panthers will return home for a game on Friday against Loyola.
My son and I were at the Ice Arena on Saturday night for the first game of that home and away series with Chicago.
I heard he may have enjoyed himself a little bit.
He enjoyed himself so much that shortly after the start of the second period, he demanded that we go home so that we could tell his mom how much fun he had. I said, if we leave, we can't just come back. I want to go home. I've got to tell mom how much fun this. It also had something to do with the fact that it was Guns and Hoses night at the Ice Arena, so there were fire trucks and police cars there with their lights on, and he got to see one of the Cedar Rapids Police Department's canines, and there was a lot going on other than the hockey, which he's still trying to wrap his head around at the age of 3.5. There were a lot of questions, including why the goalie was just standing there in front of the net, why he wasn't skating around the ice with the rest of the guys who were moving, and I did my best to answer those questions, and if you ever want to feel frustrated and feel like you yourself are an idiot, just have a kid and wait till they're about 3, 3.5 years old and start asking questions about everything, and you realize that you know what things are or how things operate, but you don't know how to explain that to somebody. That was me Saturday night.
Wait until he sees the goalie get pulled for the first time.
Yeah, that's we got to make it to a game late in the third period for that to happen, and we're going to be a long way away from that. 5:29, let's take a quick timeout. When we come back, the one, the only, Mac McCausland. How much does Kobe King not playing tonight for Wisconsin alter things for Greg Gard and the Badgers? We'll ask that of Mac and more after this.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at your local automotive retailer.
We've got your best interest in mind. When you park your savings at Tobacco Community Credit Union, you could earn more thanks to the above-market rates. Locked in or liquid, fixed or variable rate. Tobacco has options that give you the access to cash that you need, and your accounts are federally insured by NCUA. Your money for good. The deposits you make at Tobacco are recycled into loans for your friends and neighbors. Now that's a concept in everyone's best interest. And you'll be money ahead with free tools like You Name It Savings Accounts, Savings Buckets for whatever you wish, and Change Up Savings rounds up your debit card spending to the nearest dollar, automatically moving that extra change to an account that you choose. Easy money. Let us pique your interest. See all our savings and deposit rates at dupacco.com/rates or call or visit any DePaco office to discuss the many ways we can help you save. It's in your best interest. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
TCB Pool Hall, it's the real deal. Regulation full-size tables, check. 10 of them. Cold beer, check. 26 rotating taps and another 30-plus brews and bottles and cans. $2 domestic bottles? Check. Every day of the week. Nobody fake, nothing filtered. That's the kind of place you want to hang out, right? Check. TCB Pool Hall. Hang out, play pool, drink cold beer. The $2 domestic bottles every day kind. At TCB Pool Hall in the heart of the Ped Mall, downtown Iowa City.
Every dang time. You need to call to make an appointment somewhere and you remember right after the place closes. Linder Tire gets it. So now you can make your appointment online. At LinderTire.com. You can even see your tire options by typing in your license number. Schedule any Linder Tire appointment at LinderTire.com.
Keep your ride in good shape for the season with everything from oil change to alternator check. And find this month's specials at LinderTire.com.
Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
5:32, and we welcome you back in as we make our way towards 6 o'clock this evening. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, and we keep the basketball discussion going with the one and only Mac McCausland, presumably making his way to Carver Hawkeye Arena tonight for Iowa and Wisconsin. And Mac, before we get into the Hawkeyes and the Badgers tonight, I want to get your thoughts on the passing of Kobe Bryant, because as a huge basketball fan, I imagine you're probably feeling this one pretty hard today.
Yeah, you know, I've never met him. I've heard him speak at a camp, and then I saw him live twice, once at Oklahoma City in the playoffs. In fact, tonight I'm going to wear a T-shirt that has the facial recognitions of both the starting lineups, Oklahoma City and the Lakers. And in that game, Oklahoma City just kicked the Lakers. And with about literally 6 or 7 minutes left to go in the game, they were down 20, 25. And Kobe threw a towel over his head and walked to the locker room, which tells me just how competitive he is or he was, especially when you hear all the other people talk about, hey, you play a game of checkers, you play this. He wants to win, similar to Michael Jordan. And the other game I saw him was a closeout game in Boston for the championship. I think it was game six. And this time the Celtics won. And Kobe was not happy, but he was very gracious. So, you know, and you keep hearing sports writers and talking heads and everybody that knew him or knew his family. I think what sticks out the most is just how competitive he was and how for a while, I mean, he thought he was a diva. I mean, that's the honesty of it. He had, as they call it, the incident in Colorado, comes back, gets MVP, becomes a top scorer ever in the NBA, had, from what I understand, a difficult relationship with his parents, and then had a great relationship with his daughters. So, I mean, the more I keep watching that, I just go, you know, he may have been a diva, he may be a diva, but he's also a human being that accomplished great things in the game that I love. And I'll just remember his fadeaway shot from wherever as being one of the great shooters. He didn't do it inside. I mean, he was not a Bill Russell, a Shaq, Wilt Chamberlain, you know, type people. He was a basketball player, and you could call him selfish, but what he really wanted to do was win and tell you, you better follow me because I'll take care of you.
Yeah, we've spent a great deal of time talking about now the next chapter of his life, the post-retirement chapter, and how he's been such a great ambassador for the game, both men and women's basketball since his retirement. But, Mac, let's move on to college basketball. The Iowa Hawkeyes taking on Wisconsin tonight. Wisconsin has been up and down at times this season. Kobe King will not be playing tonight for the Badgers. How do you see that affecting what Wisconsin and Greg Gard are going to try to do?
They're going to make it go as slow as they can. You know, not only King not playing, there's a guy named Happ that's not going to be on the court.
Right.
And Ethan Happ, for 2-3 years, made it very difficult, not only on Iowa, but the Big Ten. I would say he is a less athletic Garza. I mean, Garza's got a little more athleticism, a little better around the basket, definitely a better shooter. But Ethan Happ had just that shoulder move that either you're going to foul him or he's going to score. And thank God if you could foul him and had enough people to foul him, because he only shot, what, 50%. So we'll have to see, you know, just how that, goes. Reavers is a very good player. I think Davison would have been a terrific guard for anybody in the Big Ten. He'd have been terrific at Iowa, Minnesota, anybody that needed somebody to direct traffic. He's a kid that, if people don't remember, he had a dislocated shoulder, and I even heard a report once that it was double dislocated. Don't know what that means, but can't be good. And he would go into the locker room, pop it back in, and then come out and score 13 points.
Mac, without Happ tonight, how does Wisconsin try to slow down Luka Garza?
I don't think they can. I really don't. If they really try to jam up Luka, I think it will be like playing a game of horse or Wieskamp. Toussaint even get to the rim because Garza could screen as he drives. And obviously, CJ, a terrific shooter. I just think unless he comes up with something, and I'm not sure what it would be because I try and be a coach, but you just can't double-team Garza hard and then get back to your guy. And the guys out there are people that Garza will pass the ball to. He is very unselfish for somebody that scores 20 points a game or 22 points a game in conference play. And the other guys understand to get in position, he'll get it to you. And then, you know, I hate to say it's over. But in my mind tonight, this is an Iowa win by 8 to 12 points.
Mac, what has made this team better defensively? I think a lot of people are wondering what ingredients has made them better on that end of the court.
I honestly think it goes even back to last year or the year before. When Fran came into the Big Ten, he was definitely a man-to-man coach. Then he found out, with some of the players he had, they weren't very good defensively. They weren't quick enough. They weren't long enough. And so 2 years ago, he started to experiment with his own. Then last year, that was, and I don't know the percentage, but let's say 70% zone, zone trap, zone full court. And now he's had 2 years with these people to understand the gaps and how you have to rotate. You go to the ball, you stop the ball, then you jump back to your man, and then everybody else has to rotate back. And it takes a long time in terms of passing possession to rotate back to get five people man to man. And they've started to learn to play the zone with a lot of man to man on the ball tendencies and the first pass away. And Garza is good enough, strong enough, and to your question, he's a junior now. He gets a call or two. In other words, he may foul somebody and may not get that foul call like when he was a freshman. And when you get six or seven fouls like Luka may get now, that helps you considerably on the inside game. And I just don't see Wisconsin being able to answer it. Reavers is good. Potter, I think he was the transfer from Ohio State. Am I correct?
I think that's correct, yeah. Mac.
And he's just, if Ohio State lets him go, then he's not good enough to really be a factor in the Big Ten.
Any concern that tonight could be a little bit of a trap for the Hawkeyes with Maryland and Illinois both on the horizon?
Yeah, you could say that. But I think one of the things Fran is really, really good at is get the kids to focus. I don't want to say yell and scream, but he's going to go with guys. This is one game. The next game is the same amount. We win it, we're one up. We win the next one, we're one up. This one could be the one we take care of and get momentum. And I really take my hats off to the crowd. The last 2 or 3 weeks, it has started to come back. Students are starting to come back and be the crowd of the year 2000.
We've been talking all season long about the personnel that remains and how Fran is kind of mixing and matching and trying to find the right style to play, and he's kind of come up with the four out one in style at times. But because of that, Connor McCaffrey is playing sort of the four. He's playing on the wing at times, and he's being put in a position that best fits his skill set. Is there sort of, you think, if you're Fran McCaffrey, this idea, do not mess with success, keep him there?
Absolutely.
And with the way Bakari Evelyn and Joe Toussaint are playing point, let them be.
Yep, you're absolutely right. You take Toussaint, go back 3 or 4 games, he didn't play well enough in the games to earn the starting job. But I think he also thought, Fran, that, you know, he was pretty good a couple games ago, and then all of a sudden he has another good game. And I think he looks at it and goes, if he doesn't get it going in the first time out, I'm going to take him out. And then you go ahead and put Evelyn in. And Evelyn is a non-creator, but he's a non-issue guy. So he can come out and keep you where you are. He's probably a better defender, not quick, but he's longer, keeps people from the rim. The thing I thought about literally today, and Kent and I had lunch, and I said, you know, I've been thinking with Toussaint, and I don't know how you could do it. We got to drop him down one or two gears so he has another gear to go. What you like to do, or at least I like to do in teaching a point guard to play, come down at one rhythm. Come down where you have another gear to go by him, and then you have another gear, you just blow by him. And the only way to set that up is you come down at a moderate level. And, Joe, that's not how he plays. It's not how he understands the game yet. But once he does that, and he can have three different speeds to go by people, whether it's score or pass, I just can't imagine how good this kid could be.
Mac, which one of those upcoming games I mentioned, at Maryland or Illinois at home on Sunday, intrigues you the most this week?
Maryland. If you just look at their game, how they played, they have not played very well on the road. Like Iowa, they just were not a good-looking team, and they play extremely well at home. Now, they did catch a one-pointer the other night, but I think their team has a better chance on neutral courts in the NCAA to go further. Now, Wisconsin tonight is a team. I really think Michigan and Ohio State, as well as playing tonight, they got a long, I don't want to say a long ways to go, but they got a ways to go. 2 weeks ago, I'd say it'd all be in the tournament. But you just can't lose coming down the stretch and see what happens there. I don't know, maybe you guys know, Xavier Simpson was suspended from what I understand. And I don't know for what reason or how long. Have you guys seen anything there?
They have not updated that, but just about 5 hours ago, they have announced that he has been suspended for a team violation.
Yeah. And anytime he's gone from that team, I'd almost look at that as an automatic L. I mean, he's one of the leaders in the country in assists, obviously in the Big Ten. He creates extremely well and understands the game. So I think when you look at, teams like Wisconsin, Ohio State, and Michigan, they're quickly becoming the bubble team. I think we talked last week. This whole week through Sunday becomes separation week. All of a sudden, you'll start to see teams drop two losses behind or jump two wins ahead, and that's going to be hard to catch in this league because it's so balanced.
Is Illinois for real?
They're for real, kind of. And I'm going to throw that out there. I think Brad Underwood and now Fran and Pikul have done the three best jobs in the Big Ten of getting coach of the year position and taking talent and moving him up. But right now, I'd almost say Underwood maybe has done the best job because I don't think he has particularly first place talent for sure. And I'm not sure they even have first, second, or third. I still look at Izzo, as we all know. Now, if Iowa can take care of this week, and I'm talking the whole week, take care of Maryland, which will be very, very tough, Iowa's going to put themselves in that first or second place.
Mac, before we part ways with you tonight, our pal 3530 wants to know what area or areas you think Iowa needs to improve on now that the Hawkeyes are heading into the back half of the Big Ten schedule.
The best thing they can probably do is be very, very aggressive on rebounding. at both ends. I don't think their defense can improve much. I think the talent they have, the quickness they have, how they play in the zone is about as good as it can get. I mean, what they did against Pikel, I thought was, I mean, I just shook my head and went, whew, this is pretty good. If they played in a tournament game, they were going to play in the second weekend. But I do look at rebounding. When you go, as you've indicated, four small and just one big, and the other bigs, Kreener has really become even more of a perimeter player with confidence. And that's fine, but he's not going to get many offensive rebounds. And Pemsoy has kind of gone into a bit of a slump where I think, you know, he's your eighth guy to rotate in. And I would love to see him, you know, just get very, very aggressive on the boards. So I'm going to go with rebounds right now.
All right, Mac, I will see you at Carver Hawkeye Arena in just a little bit. Should be a good one tonight. 7:30 tip-off between the Hawkeyes and the Badgers. I'll see you then.
You're coming down?
I am.
You're going to buy me a pizza?
I didn't say anything about buying you any food, but I will say hi if I see you.
Where's my expense account? I've got to find that.
We'll work. It's right behind mine in line here to be paid.
See you, Todd.
We'll talk with you next Monday. Mac McCausland, one of our more popular guests here on the program. The Hawkeyes, a favorite of 6.5 points now following the Kobe news, the other Kobe news, that Wisconsin's second leading scorer, Kobe King, will not be playing tonight, did not make the trip with the team, and is reportedly not happy with the direction of the program at this point under Greg Gard. The Badgers could be distracted tonight, and you take into account Wisconsin's won 8 of the last 10 meetings, but Ethan Happ, who has been a huge part of that run of success, he's not a part of the program anymore, and I think that's the game changer tonight for Iowa.
Yeah, they've been kind of lost at times without him. Now, they've played some decent basketball at home and as of late, but on the road, it has not been pretty, and especially that 19-point loss that they just had on Friday night to Purdue. I like Iowa big in this game, and I look for them to do whatever they want to do offensively. And can Wisconsin play that style of basketball where they slow it down and grind it out? That's what they're going to try to do. I'm not sure they're going to be able to do it effectively without Kobe King.
Nothing to slow down here. We are already at the end of the line. We need to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will let you know what's in store on tomorrow's program after this.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat, working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some set.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh! So what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-253-3660.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-253-3660.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
Call 1-800-253-3660. 1-800-253-3660.
Hey guys, Mike Golic here. Listen, athletes are still athletes when they're off the field. That's why they still need to make good choices, like staying hydrated with Bolt 24. With antioxidant, vitamins A and C, electrolytes from watermelon and sea salt, and no artificial sweeteners or flavors, Bolt 24 is all-day hydration for all-day athletes and can be found in the sports drink aisle at most major retailers. Bolt 24, all-day hydration.
Here's a life hack you won't find in any podcast. The fuel you put in your engine matters. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new because it's engineered with four levels of defense against gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So, be sure to subscribe to Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
Go back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, wrapping up a Monday edition here on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio 1600 AM. Has the Cyclone Coach's Corner show headed your way tonight at 6:30. John Walters said to be joined at the Applebee's in Ames by Iowa State men's basketball coach Steve Prohm, as well as wrestling coach Kevin Dresser. The Coach's Corner show brought to you by Lisa Nolan Real Estate here in Cedar Rapids. And again, happy to have that live at 6:30 for you now with the changes that we've made to our programming here at KGYM, including this show shrinking to a two-hour program every day between 4 and 6. We still have our lead-in, the gym class, Scott Unesh and Mark Dukes, now celebrating 14 years together on the air at KGYM. They will be headed your way tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and they most likely will have a story or two from Emil's Hideaway, because tomorrow I'm paying off my lunch debt.
That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow, and
what time is that at?
Well, I'll tell you off the air. If I say it on the air, we'll have stragglers coming in expecting me to pay for their lunch too, but it's over the lunch hour. I'll use a liberal interpretation of that, and it's what happens when somebody goes 0-6 in the Pick 6 presented by Emil's Hideaway, the final edition of which will come your way this Friday on the gym class at about 3:45. Somebody is going to have an opportunity to walk away with a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. They also bring you the poll question daily at kgymradio.com. You can go there now to vote on what you think will happen at Carver-Hawkeye Arena tonight. Are the Hawkeyes 5.5 points better than the Badgers this evening? The spread at the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside now 6.5 points following the news that Kobe King will not be playing tonight. I want to agree with Mac that this is an 8-12 point Iowa win tonight. I think there is a possibility that the Hawkeyes look ahead to Maryland and Illinois a little bit. If they come out slow, if they start lackadaisical out of the gate, or Wisconsin grabs a little early momentum, maybe you see them struggle tonight. But I think Iowa wins this one and heads to Maryland looking for a road win. We've seen the worm turn. Big Ten teams are winning on the road recently in the last week and a half at a much higher clip than they have to start the season. And then sets up a pretty big home showdown on Sunday at noon against a top 25 ranked Illinois team.
That's going to be a very interesting one. I think that they're going to, I was playing with house money in College Park when they play against Maryland. I think they take care of business tonight against Wisconsin, and that game against Illinois, a team that's played well on the road, is going to be huge.
A lot going on Sunday, the Hawkeyes in the Illini at Carver-Hawkeye Arena, and of course, Kansas City and San Francisco in the Super Bowl Sunday night. We'll have that for you right here on KGYM. We'll kick off our Super Bowl week coverage tomorrow, and we'll also recap Iowa and Wisconsin with you here on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That being said, if you missed anything from tonight's show, kgymradio.com, tune in tomorrow. And you can take home tickets to see Korn and Breaking Benjamin at the U.S. Cellular Center.
Sarah Spain here. Now that I'm married and I have a mortgage, I need to start thinking about things like buying life insurance. Life insurance can help pay off a mortgage or send the kids to college. It's peace.